Two patients here. First patient, first name Kerri, K-E-R-R-I. Last name Gabehart, G-A-B-E-H-A-R-T. Date of birth 10/3/93. Date of service 9/25/23. This is a 29-year-old female patient here. Complaint of left-sided facial pain and swelling. She's had this for approximately two meals. She says it hurts when she eats any types of any type of food and has to chew. She's not taking any medications for relief. Period to paragraph, no other issues verbalized to me today. No fevers, no shortness of breath, no body aches or chills, normal voiding and bowel movements. Period to paragraph, blood pressure 111 over 65, pulse 69, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 96% on room air. Allergies to Tylenol, current medication negative. Medical history negative, surgical history appendectomy, and a surgical procedure to her arm, left arm. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period to paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, normal tympanic membrane display, no erythema, canals are clear, oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous. However, in her mouth on the left side, the rear molar, it appears with much erythema. Very suspicious for tooth abscess or cellulitis. Patient will see her dentist in another 2 weeks. Period in a paragraph. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm. Positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear. Period in a paragraph. Assessment and plan. Left side facial cellulitis. Patient will receive amoxicillin 875, BID 10 days, number 20. She's going to monitor her symptoms and then return to clinic or call if needed. Period to paragraph. Next patient, first name Olivia, O-L-I-V-I-A, last name Gabehart, G-A-B-E-H-A-R-T. Date of birth, 3/28 of 22, date of service, 9/25 of 23. This is a year and a half year old little girl, and she is here today with a cough. Congested, loss of appetite. She's had these symptoms for several days now. Also has been running a fever today at the office. It's 100.2. Period to paragraph. Pulse, tachycardic, respiration 16, temperature 99.2, but it was axillary, so it's really 100.2. Oxygenating well at 97%, current weight 24 pounds, allergies none. Period to paragraph. Mom does not complain of any change in her voiding habit as well. She has good wet diapers on a daily basis, 7 or 8 on a daily basis. Current medication none. Medical history negative. Surgical history negative. Social history negative for secondhand smoke. List with mom, dad. Labs today include a strep test and a flu test. They were negative. Period and paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented. She's well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. She maintains good eye contact with me. She is obviously nervous as I approach her, but mom easily consoles her. She does not look acutely ill. There is no respiratory distress. She does have a runny nose. She has phlegm running from her nose, mildly discolored. Period in a paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, mild tympanic membrane erythema bilaterally. Oral pharyngeal area erythematous. No strawberry tongue. Oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. Tachycardic. No murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender. Period to paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute pharyngitis. Acute otitis media. Adding to that is acute sinusitis and rhinitis. Patient will receive amoxicillin. 200 per 5 ml, 7.5 ml, BID, 10 days, number 150 ml, period, new paragraph, and for cough and rhinitis, HistexPD, 0.5 ml, 3 times daily, PRN, number 30 ml. She is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic, or call if not improving. Period again. Period. New paragraph. Once again, the flu test and strep test were negative.